The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week with the lovely, the amazing, the fabulous Mr. Christopher Hughes from Australia. And we're going to be talking today about the ease of adding wealth to your living. I'm so excited for this conversation. Chris is so many things. He's an access consciousness facilitator, a joy of business facilitator, has lots of amazing background and skills in marketing and sales, and also the director of the Antique Guild, an incredible antique store and collection in Brisbane, Australia, and has just so much information about so many incredible things having to do with elegance and beauty and wealth and I wonder what else we'll find out today. So welcome, Chris. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Heather. That's such a warm and marvelous introduction. I'm very grateful. You're right. I do wear a lot of different hats and have a lot of different skills. So technology isn't necessarily one of them all the time, so this is a new and exciting experience for me. But here I am sitting in Brisbane, Australia, keen to share with you some of the different tools, tips, and insights that I've had on wealth and elegance and what that can be in your life.
Oh, yay. I love these conversations. Yeah, and I love talking to you. It's like every conversation I have with you is just, it really does actually add to my life and to my awareness of what's possible. And so I would love why don't we start by having you just share kind of, I'd love to know your, some of kind of what's gotten you to where you are today in terms of just your journey with creating wealth. And, lots of people I know you have a really interesting dynamic money change story. So whatever you want to share about that, let's dive in there.
Okay, awesome. Well, first of all, to give a plug about something sort of unrelated. My dear friend and Simone Millicis, who is the founder of The Joy of Business and the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness, wrote a fabulous book recently called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. Yes. And I'm very chuffed and honored to have a chapter of that book be a part of an interview that I did with Simone where we talked about this very thing. We talked all about our journey with money and wealth, and going from having nothing and from debt to starting to create a willingness to have money in your life. For me, I have been the gypsy of consciousness so many times in my life, where I have packed up my entire life or as much of it I could get into my baggage allowance on the plane and move continents, like across the entire world to places where I don't speak the language, don't even necessarily know anybody, and set up shop again, which has been super fun and super great. And in some instances, it was not the easiest way to create wealth. There was a part of me where I was doing that where I wasn't really committed to my own life and to creating more for me. And I got to a point where I landed in Brisbane, Australia, where I live now. I've been here for the last 7 years now. And I arrived and went, I really want to stay here. Mm. I would really like to create my life as living here in Australia. I mean, I was born in Canada. I lived in the US. I lived in Asia. I lived here and there. And I went, wow, here. And I had some of the most challenging times financially when I first arrived and went, okay, so how am I going to make this work? Like, I remember times where I had 50 cents in my pocket and the gas tank was on empty and I was going, huh, I wonder if the car will make it home today. Because I can't put anything in the tank. So, this is interesting. What's going to, you know, what's that going to be like? Huh, okay, well, away we go. And
away we go. I love it.
7 years later, I have created a totally different financial situation for myself where, you know, debt is not part of my reality. I'm always creating more. I'm always looking back and astounded by how much more I've added to my life. And so much of that has been about using the tools of access consciousness, but also I have... I didn't really recognize it at the time, but I committed to my life in an interesting way by starting to honor myself with investments, some of them as small as $40, that were about honoring me. So, you know, I'm sort of building this picture in a roundabout way for you, Heather, but to put it in a nutshell, I remember hearing my friend Stephen Bowman. Stephen and Chutissa Bowman, again, are fabulous friends of mine and authors of several books on prosperity and consciousness and leadership and business. And one time Steve said to me, you know, it's an awful lot harder to make no money than it is to make lots of money.
I love that.
You actually to try hard to make no money.
The truth. What?
That's crazy. How could that be true? Do you know how hard I'm working? Do you know how real my struggle is to not have any money? So I gave up fighting and started to do some things that actually created in my life.
Yeah. That's so cool. And you know, it's amazing how it's the hard work of money, you know, the people like it. Just I'm amazed when I ask to create more, you know, money and just more in my life. It's like almost, I mean, always I would say it's like a step into a greater level of ease that is always required. And you know, it might be doing something in a different way, but it's always like being more of me, having more receiving, having more ease, and that does create more. It's such an everything is the opposite of what it appears to be kind of a deal.
Absolutely. And in the world that I live and play in now is antiques and art predominantly, and it's so exciting for me. And it's the framework that I look at things from. So I always say to people, elegance is not necessarily about antiques and art. It's not about pearl necklaces and bow ties and fancy dinner parties and sterling silver. And, you know, it's elegance is whatever it is for you. Elegance is the maximum effect with the minimum amount of effort. And so I am looking at ways all the time of how to have more elegance in my life, not necessarily with how I create money, though that seems to be the byproduct, but more elegance in my life. And like, say for like, there's so many cool stories in the world I live in with of antiques and art about this. Like there was a gentleman on the Gold Coast, which is a 2 hours south of Brisbane. And he went into an op shop, which is our version of a thrift store. And he saw this Chinese painting and he went, huh, that's kind of cool. And he bought it for $12. He then decided, you know, was kind of cool enough for him to have a look at and do some research on and study it. And after doing that for a little bit, it went to auction and it sold for $500,000.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I love that.
How's that for easy?
I'll have that.
Yeah. But the thing is, everybody goes to this place of, oh, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, it, you know, that was just their lucky one-off thing. That just, you know, that couldn't happen to me. That doesn't happen every day. Yeah. But you know what? There are so many stories like that. And as I say, for me, going from having 50 cents in my pocket and no gas in the tank, I started it on the littlest level. I started it with a $40 spoon that happened to be made of pure silver. And I did a little homework and realized, well, if I actually melted that spoon, it's worth $40. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be worth more than just its bare scrap metal. It's got to be worth like $80. And built from there. And on another level, my husband and I, we have this change drawer in our house. You know, you get in at the end of the day and you pick all the change out of your pocket and you throw it in this jar. And we counted it up one day and we had $500 from all the little spare change. Mm. And we went, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, no effort to it. No, we're like, I'm going to save money. It was just really, it was the annoyance of having it in our pocket that made us go, here, let's put this somewhere so it's organized. And we took that $500 and we went around to thrift stores and auctions and we bought 10 things that were all about $50, but we knew were worth more. Mm-hmm. And within 2 months, we turned that $500 into $3,000. And then we did it again. And we took that $3,000 and we turned it into $9,000.
Wow.
And now years later, we're still doing it. And we're still rolling it over and we're still growing into more and it's still doing more. But it didn't start from this place of, oh, I've got all this money to invest and oh, I can go out and buy all these really fancy things. It started really with a spoon.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that. I've heard Gary talk about that, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and heard him talk about that before. And, you know, when you look at it, it's like, wow, one little $40 spoon can become a fortune if you're willing to play, you know, if you're willing to have the elegance and the and of playing with investing and beautiful things and all of that. It's like it's and the awareness and just following what's fun for you and knowing, you know, knowing when to buy things and when to sell them and just be in the curiosity of it all. So I just that's so brilliant. It sort of makes wealth accessible to really anybody.
Exactly. And the magic is if you're at all seeking more in your life, if you have at all any interest or inclination to awareness and consciousness, you have a great advantage. You have awareness. You have spidey senses. You have this sense when you look at something and go, huh, that's different. That's not quite like the ordinary thing. That may be a really good thing. You know, I tell people all the time, I was at an auction once and this vase came up and it was not at all something that I was there to buy, but it was $60. So I went, yes, fine. It's kind of cute. If no one ever buys it and I live with it for the rest of my life, that's fine. Which is always my criterion for buying things. I never expect anyone else to want to buy it from me. That's I have great. To be willing to live with it. But if you held this little vase at just the right angle, it was signed. Mm. And it was signed by the greatest glassmaker of all time. And that's...
Did you know that when you bought it?
No. I just had a hit of, yes, buy it. Mm-hmm. And that's as easy as it can be. Yes, no, yes, no, yes. Okay. Well, I sold that vase for just shy of $3,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
And the person who bought it got a great deal as well.
Yeah. That is so cool. I love that. And awareness is like, when you bring that piece in, it's like awareness is so fast, you know, it is that just like, oh yeah, yes. This, okay. You know, there isn't a debate or a doubt or a should I, you know, it's just like, yeah. Okay. And I think it's the willingness to follow it, the willingness to listen and,
absolutely.
And say yes when you're receiving the whispers of a different possibility coming into your world. So
absolutely. And mm-hmm. and now what I've made my sort of aim and ambition is to teach myself enough that awareness just keeps continuing to grow.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. Okay, that's the cliffhanger right there. We're gonna pause for our first break, and come back, and I want to ask you more about that and so many other things. So this is Heather Nichols here with Christopher Hughes, and we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Christopher Hughes talking about the ease of creating wealth and the ease and the elegance of creating wealth and all kinds of other yummy things. And before the break, we were talking about awareness and information. And I would love for you to play more with that, Chris, and just how does, you know, just seeking out more information and learning more, whether it's about antiques or anything that you're interested in knowing more about and developing more around, how do those two things sort of play into each other?
Well, have you ever seen the movie The Devil Wears Prada?
I am the worst person to ask that because I never watch movies. Okay, that's fine.
But for those of you who have not seen the movie, it's about Meryl Streep, who's like this horrible boss, and her new personal assistant, who's this serious journalism, and she thinks she's so above the world of fashion. And She walks in wearing this blue sweater, and Meryl Streep, who's this fashionista, sort of dissects this sweater in so succinctly, going through when it was, the color was first seen on a runway and what it did to the fashion world and the trends that it started and how all the major retailers started using this color blue based on what had started on the runway, and how that bled down into billions of dollars in industry and jobs for hundreds and thousands of people and all of these little trickle-on effects. But to her, it's just a blue jumper, just a blue sweater. Okay, so what I've always noticed and thought was really interesting in life in general is you can walk around the world and everything can be two-dimensional and gray and a bit flat. But the more you know about something, the more three, four, five, and six-dimensional it can be, the richer the experience, the more vivid the colors become from what you know, what you're aware of. Do you know, it's like walking through the forest with a botanist or a gardener. They have this insight into plants and into the way all of the different species and the water table and the insects and everything sort of feeds together to create this richness of experience. So you can have a life where you're just walking through the forest, or you can have this sort of depth of experience where everything is so rich and you can receive so much more as a result. So like in my life, every time, there's this weird thing that keeps happening, Heather, where every time I learn about something or am exposed to something for the first time and I go, oh, that's neat, that's cool, and I do a little reading about it or whatever, suddenly that thing starts popping up everywhere. Have you noticed that? Have you
ever had that with
yourself? Exactly, right? But the thing is, that thing was always there. You just weren't aware of it. And you filtered it out of your awareness because it wasn't part of your reality. You couldn't see it. You know, people sometimes, or they've talked about when Christopher Columbus discovered America, and the Indians were standing on the shore, and a lot of them couldn't see the ships coming because that wasn't part of their paradigm or awareness. So what I always do is educate myself. Constantly dig for more knowledge, more awareness, more, because I'm a greedy guts and I love to learn. And,
I love that.
You know, there's areas of things where I find it, you know, disinteresting, so I don't dig into it because that's me. Like, say, for example, cars. You know, people start talking about cars and I go, yeah, mine's black. You know, they can talk about the transmission and the this and the that and which model series it is and this. And I go, yeah, it's black and the air conditioning works. And that's all I care.
and it works, right?
Yes, and it goes. And that's great. But if there's, and that's fine. You know, I'm not saying you have to be aware of absolutely everything in the world. And how cool if we could be and we're willing to be. Awesome. But what makes it easier, getting back to this idea of elegance and having things be easy with a maximum impact, is find the areas that are exciting for you, that are interesting naturally to you. And so for me, antiques, art, and jewelry, oh, thrilling areas for me. I can't get enough of it. You know, I spend all day in my antique shop, and then if I have a day off, I'm in somebody else's antique shop, and when I get I watch TV shows and documentaries and read books about antiques, and I just keep going and looking because that's, you know, what blows my hair back, what makes me excited. And as a result, when I walk through an antique shop or an art gallery or a jewelry store, things shout at me because I know things. And as a result, the wealth that it adds, not just the money, but the wealth of experience, the wealth of possibilities, the wealth of different information, It's extraordinary. It's phenomenal. As I say, it's the difference of walking through a two-dimensional life and a multi-dimensional life.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that. That was like a meal, a beautiful meal.
I'm putting it as succinctly as possible, but it's like,
no, and I'm loving it. I could just, yeah, I was like getting all the, like the garden and the gardener and like looking at how a garden, the way a gardener looks at a garden and, you know, just all of it. So cool. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because I've heard bits and pieces of, or just, you know, talk about antiques and this world of creating wealth in that way. And I know for me, what I always go to is sort of like, well, I don't really know even where to go to, like, I wouldn't even know where to, you know, what antique shop to go into, you know? And which of course I could just ask a question, you know, and the piece around the information, you know, the information actually expands the awareness, which expands the information, which expands, et cetera, et cetera. So I love that.
That's totally exactly what I'm talking about. But the thing is, it doesn't have to be antiques and art for you. But the cool part about that world is, you know, like I say, I'm not that interested in cars. In the world of antiques, I'm not that interested in everything either. I mean, there are people that are crazy aficionados of toy trains and dolls and stamps and coins and clocks. And, you know, those are all areas that for me, I go, you know, then they get excited. They get into it. They can see all of the dimensions and the things going on and how they contribute to make something a great thing. Not my fact, but what about jewelry? You know, is jewelry exciting and interesting to you? One of the things I always say to people are, so if you had $1 million to go out and buy a fantastic diamond ring or necklace or something, do you know what to buy? Or do you know if what you're getting is good or not? Do you know what I mean? And information is the difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, having the money to do it is one thing. But if you don't have the awareness of what it is you're buying,
And that's so, I love that because the $1 million, it's like, well, I just go, well, I would just call you.
What should I buy? Well,
I know. Can you find me something? And you would probably be like, yeah. but what's, I love that you took it to $1 million because it's sort of like, you know, the awareness, the information that you would actually demand that you had if you were going to spend $1 million on a piece of jewelry. What if it was the same for a $40 spoon or a, you know, a $40 whatever? And not that it has to be like, it's not about making it significant, but just like what if we, just anything that you'd like to play with. It's like just being willing to have that level of information and awareness and also not, you know, being freaked out about getting it wrong or anything like that, but just that energy of like, yeah, this is an investment. And because you could turn a $40 spoon into $1 million if you're willing to have the information and awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The story I gave about the guy with the $12 painting for $500,000, he didn't actually know that much about the painting when he bought it. He just had the awareness of, oh, hang on, that's a little better than what you'd expect in this store. I mean, there's another great story in the last year about a gentleman who went to a flea market and there was a scrap metal dealer and he had this gold clock and it was expensive. It was $12,000 because it was solid gold, but that was what the gold was worth if you had melted it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he had an idea that this was something better. So he had it checked out. And it turns out that this clock was made by Carl Fabergé for the Emperor of Russia
Wow.
To be given to Catherine the Great as an Easter present.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It had been missing. He sold it for $35 million.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fun. I'll have that.
Yeah. There's some ease.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. Really? Really?
The thing is, and I do this series called The Elegance of Living, where we talk about history, we talk about art, we talk about jewelry and what goes into the materials and the different things that they could do at different times. But it's not necessarily just about studying the information. That's something that I want to get clear to people here with our call here. It's about getting you to recognize the possibilities you have available to choose.
Yeah.
Which is a different thing.
Cool. Yes. Love that. Love that. Wow. Huh.
So it's like, you know, if consciousness includes everything and judges nothing, consciousness then includes information, includes all the information.
Yeah.
So how much of the information are you willing to have, and how much of it would you like to have available to access when, you know, presented with the possibility of investing in some of these things?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's something that to me, this is part of the joy of business, and this is the joy of business, you know, like one expression of it. And it is this, like, rather than going into the, like, where would I find the information and where would I know how to go? And I'm sure that, like, the $40 spoon becoming $35 million or whatever, you know, that's everybody else's possibility, not mine. And it's like, but I get the joy of, like, the joy of going, I'm going to buy this $40 spoon. Or like you said with the guy, like, oh, this painting, like it. And it just is this energy of, like, oh, cool. Like, this would be an expansion of my life, you know. And it, you may not even have that cognitive thought, but just like, oh, I like this, you know. And it's so, it really, talk about elegance, you know. It's just this, something that I think when money gets involved in creating wealth and all of that and investments and, you know, like people just go into such a significance and I can't get it wrong and I have to get it right. And what if it is just like, oh, this is so beautiful. I love it. I'm going to get it, you know, or it's just calling me and I won't stop talking to me, you know, so I'm just going to,
exactly,
you know.
For me, it feels like in my body, when I see something like that, it feels like magnets. You know what? You know when you hold two magnets together and there's just like, it's just like pull. That it's like I have to get this thing. I have to. And even sometimes when I try and refuse it, it will haunt me, and I'll have to call the next day.
I know. I've had that show up with some of your jewelry a couple of times. Where I'm like, I'm just going to put this emerald ring on and just see what it looks like just for fun. And then the ring just goes, I'm yours.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. Tricked you. And then I'm like, yay, shit, yay, shit.
Yeah, but there you go. You can have the beauty of the ring and recognize the possibility it creates. And then if you'd like additional information, that's available too.
Exactly. And it isn't even about buying anything. It's just like, whoa, what can I add to my life? Like, even just adding the energy of it is such a gift. So, yeah. Oh, so cool. Well, we're at our second break, so we're going to take another little pause and we will be back. This is Heather Nichols here with Christopher Hughes on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hey guys, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a two-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Christopher Hughes talking about the ease and the elegance of creating wealth. You got something coming up, Chris. Can you share with people what's going on if they would like to
know more? I do have something coming up. I have, over the last few years, been doing these, I call them telecall series, but they're actually via video, where I teach people all about the elegance of living. And living with fine things, living with wealth, learning about antiques and art and that sort of thing. So I've done a series in the last 2 years, which people keep asking for more of. So I am doing another one. And awesome. The ones in the past they've been, you know, we did the one and then the second one was the prerequisite. But this is a totally new thing. We're taking this in a new direction. It's not necessarily about periods of history and styles of antiques and that sort of thing. It's going to be a lot broader and a lot more about honing your awareness to help treasure find you.
Oh, I love that.
So
that is awesome.
We do it over video, and we look at examples of things so that I do teach people a lot about how to recognize, you know, the difference between one strand of pearls to another. And I mean, I did a video that we sent out on our YouTube channel the other day where I showed people a strand of pearls that is worth $500 up to a strand of pearls that's worth $50,000, and what the difference is and how to tell and why one is worth so much more than the other and all this sort of thing, and how to help people recognize that when they're out hunting. Because it's to the naked eye, necessarily, it's not the easiest thing to tell.
Yeah.
But with a little bit of information, you actually can tell a lot, and it can make you so much money and add to your life by doing that. So we have the series coming up. It's six different calls, each on a different topic and area. They start March the 3rd. All the information should be on my website, theeleganceofliving.com. As I say, there's no prerequisites. Anyone can do it, and they are all on video. So,
so cool.
We've had a lot of fun with the ones in the past, so I'm really excited about this year's series as well.
That is awesome. And will you have it? Because these shows, you know, people will listen into the future. So will you have it, if it's past, will you have it up on that same website?
Yes, yes. A lot of people with the past series have heard about them later and gone, "Oh, I'm still really interested in that." And it's like vital. It's great information. So people have, say, bought them after the fact and still watched and listened to them. Like with the first series that we did one whole hour where I just showed everybody about auctions and how to buy at auctions. Like, I know my first auction that I went to, I was like so nervous and worried that if I rubbed my nose, I was going to be buying a $100,000 painting by accident and all these terrible things were going to happen and everyone's going to judge me because I wasn't doing it right. And it's funny because now I go to so many auctions a year and look at so many auction catalogs and you know, they are exciting for me. Like some certain auctions of the year, it's like it's my version of the Super Bowl. I get super into it. But with a little bit of information of how that whole thing works, you can demystify it and, you know, make it fun and learn how to make it work for you so that you can get things at stellar prices or sell things and make heaps of money. Like we had a piece of Chinese art at our store and it was there for 2 years. And no one was looking at it. And it was $17,000. It was a headpiece. And I went, okay, fine. And I sent it to this auction house down in Melbourne in Australia. And apparently two people really wanted it because by the end of the auction, it had sold for $80,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
You know, it's like, so cool.
Yeah.
And what have you got that your granny left to you that you have no idea that could be worth that kind of money? You know, there was a kid who came into my store the other day. Our store is really close to a university nearby. And he was cleaning out the garage with his mom. And they were about to throw out this teapot, this metal teapot that they had all these like nails and screws and nuts and bolts in. And it was black. And the kid said, "Mom, hang on a minute. I want to go show those guys at the antique store." And he brought in this teapot, and it had markings on the bottom. Mm. And it turned out that that teapot was not only solid sterling silver, but it was made in the 1770s before the first fleet of settlers ever came to Australia.
Wow.
And it was worth thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And she was about to throw it out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That is so cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, say more about asking treasures to find you. I love that. And I that's something that I've heard Gary Douglas talk about. And just, like, it's just one of those things where I go, oh, right. Like, you could do that. Like, I've never really considered that as a possibility. And yet, you know, anything is possible if you're willing to ask for it. So can you talk more about that?
Well, it's as simple as it sounds. And again, getting to elegance, it's all about asking, you know?
Yeah.
One of the things that I love about looking at all the auctions I do or going to museums is I broaden my awareness of what is out there, of what is possible. Like one of the things that I collect a lot of at the moment is glass and art glass, anything from Dale Chihuly's pieces from, you know, the West Coast of America. He's the most famous glass artist of today to, you know, wine glasses from the 1750s. I've got a collection of those as well. I just love glass for some reason. And every time I learn about a new thing or see a picture of something and go, whoa, I would love one of those to come into my life, I ask. And it usually takes at most 6 months.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I love that.
So it's like you want a great pair of diamond stud earrings. You want a beautiful diamond tennis bracelet or
The diamond necklace that I tried on at the Guild when I was there in November. Do you remember that necklace?
I remember that necklace. I'm having a meeting with the owner of that necklace next week because she's decided to chop it up.
Oh.
So it's going to surgery. I'm sorry. But what would it take for the thing is, and here's a tip on having treasure find you. you can't ever have a point of view or make it significant.
Yeah, yeah.
And this works in a number of different directions. You can't make the price significant.
Yeah.
However, don't make your life too difficult by having it or buying it. You know, if buying something for $200,000 means you have to put a second mortgage on your house and sell your kids, that maybe isn't the best idea.
Right.
The other side of not making it, not having a point of view or making it significant is you can always go, you know what, that's more than I'd like to pay right now. I'm going to ask for another one to show up. I'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be willing to let it go as well and go, meh, that's fine, that one can go. So don't make the price significant and look at it. Like, I have a great friend from Canada who I just think she's the coolest girl, and I've watched her create in her life amazingly over the last 3-4 years. And she came to a guild show, the first one she ever had come to, and she found this tanzanite ring that is the most beautiful piece of tanzanite to this day I've ever found. And it was $40,000.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She was like, okay, I want to make this happen. And she did a payment plan and this and the other. But before she said yes, I pulled Simone aside, who was helping with the jewelry store, and I said, is this really in her reality? Like, can she make this happen? And Simone went, yeah, I get it. Yes, she can. And she did it.
Yeah.
She did it faster than I really had thought she had it in her. I was amazed.
So
don't discount that either. You know, you can always look at what can I do to create this, because you'd be surprised what you can do. I mean, I did that myself when I was first starting in this realm, and I bought this bed that I absolutely love that I'm sitting on right now. And when I bought it, it was like, wow, this is $6,000 for this bed. And it's a funny size, so I'm going to have the mattress made, and then I'm going to have all the sheets made to fit the mattress, and did it, you know, it went on and on and on. At the time, you know, this was not far after having 50 cents in my pocket. I was like, am I going to buy a $6,000 bed? My car isn't worth $6,000. Like, how am I going to do this? And I created it pretty darn fast because I made the demand. But as I say, making it significant and not having a point of view is the best thing. Like, every time I go to an auction, I never have my heart set on anything necessarily. There may be some things on my radar, but I'm always willing to let them go if it's not going to be fun and easy. There's the odd thing that I'm like, no, actually fighting for this is part of the fun. I really want this thing. But also, I'm willing to let it go if someone else wants it more. I don't know if I'm being clear here, but you just have to be willing to go yes, no, and not make it significant.
Yeah. Well, and that's all part of the elegance, right? It's like nothing has to be a struggle or hard, or like you can just have choice with everything, you know? And that's one of the gifts of not making anything significant, is just really having choice, true choice, you know?
Exactly.
That's so cool. What was I going to ask you about that?
I know my brains are fried too.
I know.
People out there listening are like trying to, they're still thinking about the blue sweater and they're walking through the forest.
The like, devil.
What is
I'm
this
like,
guy talking about? What is he talking about?
Oh, I know what I was looking at was the bed. You know, you buying a $6,000 bed and going, okay, you know, my car isn't even worth this much. And in this reality, that's so chaotic and strange and irresponsible and, you know, all of that. It's like, and yet there's something about the chaos of acknowledging what something like that adds to your life that is an expansion of your wealth in a very nonlinear way. And I know we're just about to close here, but I just wonder what else you want to toss in about that.
Yeah, well, it's sort of, as you said earlier, the energy of, you know, you get a yes and it makes your body light up and your whole being expand and it's exciting, like the emerald ring was for you. It was like, ah. And this is what I love about people who've been taking Access Consciousness classes, because there's so much less rationalizing and fight in their universe. They just go yes, no, and it's easy. And yeah. And they're so much more willing to receive the possibility of it, and also recognize if it's not for them.
Yes,
it's amazing when someone puts something on and it just goes ah, and the angels sing and it's like perfect. The energy is amazing, and then when it goes clunk.
Yeah. If it's something that's gorgeous and beautiful and stunning, and it's just like, no, that's not.
Sorry, no.
It's not yours. You're not. You don't belong to it. It doesn't belong to you.
It doesn't bite you.
Yeah.
And getting to recognize that's so much fun, so much part of the joy of it. And as you say, like, making that demand to have something for yourself and add it to your life. It's just the universe. If you make that demand and go, okay, this is outside my comfort zone, but I'm going to have it. The universe moves so fast to assist and contribute and make it your reality.
Yes.
It's not like I'm saying about the lady with the Tanzanite ring. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. It's so cool. That is so cool. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. So before we wrap up, just another reminder about where people can find info about your class. What was that website again?
They can find it on theeleganceofliving.com. There is several tabs there on the website where you can look up this current series and the past series that we did. I'm just loading the page here on my laptop while we talk, so I can make sure it's not. Yeah, it's .com.
Okay.
There's plenty of information there. There may be information on the Access Consciousness website as well, but I can't confirm that myself. As I say, Heather, I'm not the most technical person.
I just know.
But yes, at theeleganceofliving.com, there's free tasters that you can download and listen to. You can email us. There's the different series all posted there. So
awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christopher. Thank you, everybody, for listening. What an awesome conversation. And I wonder what's possible from here. So
exactly.
Yeah. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll be back with you next time for more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.